T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeed. Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Glad to have you aboard. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Do you think LSU's national championship team could beat an XFL team? Roll your eyes all you want, but I think some could make the case that LSU could beat an XFL team. Now, these are pros, not quite on the level. Some, but not most, are not quite on the level as the NFL. For me, the difference maker there is one Joe Burrow. Joey, I think that with him at the helm, I think they could. Because he was a professional quarterback playing college last year. He just was. He operated just and executed just like a professional quarterback. Cast your vote online at WWL.com or call me at 504-260-1870. Mark Menard leads us off at 4:35 at our Pelicans primer. LSU baseball coach Paul Maneri at 5:15. The Tigers open against Indiana tomorrow on the baseball diamond. And, of course, we're going to talk to Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA insider, checking on the Pels in the second half of the season as they get ready for the All-Star break. Mike Dettillier, NFL and college football analyst. The Saints have 25 free agents, restricted, exclusive rights, or unrestricted free agents. We'll talk about who the Saints could be eyeing to return and who they could ultimately let walk. Travis Jewett, Tulane head baseball coach, joins us at 7:20. And look, you guys are the general manager. I'm going to give you a list when you call me. I'm going to give you a name or two. And I want you to tell me what you want the Saints, if you want the Saints to sign them or let them walk. The list, I'm not going to rattle off the entire list, but A.J. Klein, Eli Apple, P.J. Williams, Andrus Peat, Vaughn Bell. Those are a few. David Onyemata. You get to decide if they're staying or going. I'll give you my thoughts on who likely will come back and who's likely going to be told, hey, you can seek an opportunity elsewhere. Before I get into the list, though, there was so much made about Drew Brees. Should he retire? Will he retire? Should he come back? Will he come back? And I think he will. I'm on record as saying that. And then there's the question, well, how much is he going to want? Well, SportTrack does a great job of estimating values, a player's value based on what they've done in their career and what they did last year, etc. And I don't think Drew's going to get this kind of money, but they average his base salary. He could get $36.5 million. That's his value. That's his market. $36.5 million a year. And I think he's going to be willing to play for anywhere from 25 to 30 million a year. He's already said as such that he's not looking to, you know, hold the Saints hostage in any kind of leverage negotiations, looking for more money. He said that already. Others, I was surprised to learn this, Teddy Bridgewater's market value, an average of $20 million this year. Nearly triple what he made this year. $20 million he's expected to average in free agency. What, a three-year, $60 million contract? $7.5 million he made this year, he's expected to make an average of $20 million a year. And that's exactly why, if Brees comes back, you're not keeping Teddy Bridgewater. Just not. Math, simple mathematics will tell you that. The salary cap, etc. Restricted free agents, obviously, are a part of the mix as well. Taysom Hill being a part of that restricted free agent. You tell me, though, who stays and who goes out of the free agents to be on the New Orleans Saints. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, playing free agency frenzy, if you will. Who stays, who goes? You get to make the decision. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. 870. A text here at 870 says, Breeze is hurting the Saints by not making decisions sooner. Huh? There's nothing going on right now. I mean, he's not going to run it up to March 18th. That's when free agency starts. I think you're going to see a decision probably in the next week or so. What's today? The 13th? 22nd? 21st in that neighborhood? Maybe even sooner than that. And that gives the Saints plenty of time to decide a course of action, their next course of action, if he decides he's not coming back. It gives him plenty of time. He's not hurting the Saints. I want him to take a good long decision or take a good long time to make a decision, because another text says, what's taking him so long? Well, this is a highly important decision on a number of levels for the team, but also him and his family. So it's not just it's not as simple as maybe we might think it might be, which is, hey, I want to go play. Okay, if I play, what am I sacrificing? Personally, what am I sacrificing? Preparation. Do I want to go through the rigors of getting my body ready for another season? Do I want to sacrifice time with my kids? More time with my kids. Those are the things that he's going to be thinking about. And I'll get into a little bit more in detail. But this is one of those things where if you make the decision that you're playing, you'd like to sleep on it for a couple of days, right? To make sure you don't have a change of mind. Because he doesn't want to say, all right, I'm playing, and then a week later feel like, man, I don't know if I want to do it. I thought I did, but I don't want to. And then that just leaves the Saints in a bigger pickle than is what's required. And it leaves him in a tough spot as well. So I'm fine with him taking a long time for a decision. For me, just make the right decision and stick with it. Be happy with it. But a couple of things that could be on his mind. I wrote this at WWL.com. 5 reasons Drew Brees might retire. And I get it. It's a big gasp. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? Well, look. Think about this. Kobe Bryant's sudden death at age 41 last month, I think, resonated with Brees. It certainly captivated the sports world. It captivated all of us. It kind of showed all of us, man, life is so precious. You just don't know when your time is. And I think at 41, Brees considers that as well because of kids, etc. So don't think for a minute Brees isn't thinking about that. What about he said this openly as well. Brees says that he wants to decide on his own terms when his career's over. Not another team telling him, or a handful of teams or 32 teams telling him he can't play anymore. And I think that kind of thinking wasn't as common 20, 30 years ago when Joe Namath played longer than he probably should have. Johnny Unitas played probably longer than he should have. So I think that's a noble way to look at it, because you don't want to be remembered as, because unfortunately you will be. If you play a season too long or 2 seasons too long, a lot of times they're going to go, yeah, I remember Brees. He was great, but then, man, he really fell off. That he doesn't want that to be a part of his legacy. Look, he's a devout Christian and a strong family guy. We've talked about this. How much more time does he want to miss with his kids? That's a question only he can answer. But I'm sure that's a factor in his decision. If Brees decides to walk away from football, if you're a parent, you know time you miss with your kids, time you never get back. You're never going to get it back as much as you want to. And sure, does he provide those kids with an amazing lifestyle? Absolutely. But at some point, he's going to want to be in that lifestyle and enjoy that with his kids. Not just be able to provide it for them, but enjoy it with them. Look, Brees is a tireless worker. I mean, a grueling schedule for him on and off the field. Does he want to continue to make that sacrifice and the necessary sacrifices to get ready, his body ready for a rigorous NFL season? It's really hard to keep that edge for this long. That's why I have a lot of respect for guys like Brady, Brees, and others that play in the league for 20, 21 years. to keep that mental sharp edge for that long and be that disciplined is amazing. If you gave me the ability of Brady and Breeze, I can tell you right now, I wouldn't be able to stay that disciplined for that long. Could I do it for a decade? Maybe. But if I'm being honest with myself, eventually I'd go, man, I'm just tired of waking up at 5 a.m. to go train in March. I want to eat a hamburger. I want, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to meticulously watch my diet for that long. That's why I have so much respect for these guys. You got something, Mark?
Well, like, plus, you know, at this point, you've got generational cash. It's not like you need to go and do that.
But that's the other thing. That's a great point you brought up. Think about this. If you're Breeze, how many generations have you set up, right, for wealth? I don't know. I'm not a financial planner. I would think a good 4 to 5, at least. But what if you play one more year and you can still play at an elite level and you can make $25, $30 million? Doesn't that set up another generation or two? Perhaps. I mean, $30 million. You would like to think that could span a good another generation. And think about that. You're long gone, way gone. And that's the sixth generation removed from Drew. But they're still set up by him. Think about the legacy that you passed down there. That's powerful. And if we were all in that position, I know I would. That's your goal as a parent, at least it is for me, to when you leave this world, to leave something for your kids.
That might live on past his records in football.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I think that's important. But look, the other thing is we got to consider this. As we age, it just takes longer and longer to recover from everyday workouts, much less a potential injury. I think this 5-game stretch that he missed this year was a blessing and a curse because we saw how well he played because he didn't throw as many passes because of those 5 games that he missed, and it wasn't as much wear and tear on the arm. But I think it put in his mind, he had to answer, if this happens again, do I really want to go through that? Something similar. Am I willing to go? That's what goes through his mind. Am I willing to rehab an injury mid-season or even after the season? Say it's something you need cleanup surgery on your knee, elbow, what have you. Is he willing to sacrifice and go through that again? Case in point, Max Unger last year. He could have played this year. He just didn't want to go through the rehab of an off-season surgery. Now, he didn't have to have the surgery in order to live everyday life. But to play football again, he would have had to have the surgery. He didn't want to rehab it. Those things factor into these athletes' minds. Does he want to subject himself to another injury that might force him to miss playing time and require rehab to get back on the field? I don't know. But I know this. Eventually, Father Time catches up with everybody. He's undefeated. Those are just 5 things that I thought of off the top of my head as to why Drew could retire. I'm not saying he will. And I'll give you 5 reasons a little later on as to why he should return, why he can return, and he should do so. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Lots of things on the buffet. Do you think LSU's national championship team could beat an XFL team? Also, you be the general manager. I'm going to run down the list of free agents for the Saints. Who stays and who goes? Does A.J. Klein, Eli Apple, Andres Pete stay or go? P.J. Williams, Vaughn Bell, David Onyemata, do they stay or go? You tell me at 504-260-1870. I'll tell you when I get returned. Also, Pelicans Primer next here on WWL. Love this text at 870-870. Trade Drew and Taysom for the first-round pick and get Burrow. Oh, and first-round pick for Burrow. Well, first off, Drew Brees is an unrestricted free agent as it stands right now. Scheduled to become one. So you don't have his rights. You don't own his rights. You don't have him under contract. So you can't trade him. Taysom, you tender him as a restricted free agent. Then you have his rights. David in Biloxi. What's going on, David? You're on WWL.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
I just had a couple questions. I wanted to know, I haven't been in the loop the last couple weeks on the Taysom Hill thing. I saw a clip on ESPN where it said that he wanted to play quarterback, and if he didn't, then he, you know, might leave.
He said that as eventually, you know, he hopes the Saints have him viewed as a quarterback, and he wants to eventually have a chance to play quarterback. He didn't say this year. He didn't make a demand like that. He said he views himself as a franchise quarterback. And David, really, this has been blown up bigger than I think it needed to be, because I think that, you know, he's going to say that. He's never going to say, no, I'm fine with just being a utility guy. No, because ultimately he feels like he is a quarterback and he can have success, and I would expect nothing less for him to say something like that. I mean, why would you say, I want to be a utility guy? Because utility guys don't get paid like quarterbacks, and not to mention, he thinks he can play. He can play at a high level at quarterback. So why wouldn't you think of yourself, David, in your job, whatever the top position is, if you don't think you're capable of achieving that, you're probably not going to, right? Same thing with exactly. With Taysom Hill.
Right. I don't blame him. I was just wondering, you know what, and I mean, he could probably, I mean, the NFL's going to those tight quarterbacks, the running, throwing tight quarterbacks.
Now, there's no doubt that he could play the position, but how accurate could he be? Because at the end of the day, David, even with Lamar Jackson, you know, when he had to throw the ball in that playoff game and had to throw it a bunch, he wasn't effective. How effective can you be as a pocket passer ultimately is what it's going to boil down to for Taysom.
Right, right. Well, we hope Drew comes back for another year and we won't have to worry about it.
I hear you, David.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the phone call. Nathan in Fort Worth, Texas. What's going on, Nathan? You're on WWL.
Good evening, Christian. Simplifying anchors away, my friend. For
anchors away.
In the news. Heck yeah. Well, I'm not a rumor mill. I don't really, you know, but there have been several unsubstantiated reports. And I don't, you know, until Adam Schefter or somebody comes out and says it, but it does create an interesting question. Drew Brees waiting, he may choose to retire, but he doesn't want to leave the franchise in a bad state, and one name continues to come up, and that's Philip Rivers. He's good friends with him, San Diego connection, everything like that. It would not, you know, the rumor is, and I'm not trying to start one, but there are multiple reports out there, that Drew Brees will not retire unless he knows the franchise is in good hands. You keep Taysom Hill as the backup. Philip Rivers would absolutely kill to be in a system like this, because Sean Payton's system keeps quarterbacks, extends their careers. If Drew Brees was not under Sean Payton, I don't think Drew Brees' career is as long as it has been right now. Do I want Drew Brees to come back? Absolutely. I think he's got enough, and the fire in him, because of the way we've Super Bowls on the table, he should be a three-time Super Bowl champ right now, and just the weirdest things have happened. That's a bitter taste that my Minnesota game in his mouth. And that's the reason why I think he would come back. But the rumors, like I said, the speculations are to leave this franchise in bad hands. He wants to make sure that this team is set for the next
Nathan,
season.
I haven't seen any of these unsubstantiated reports that you keep referring, and I haven't seen anything. I've seen a lot of speculation, a lot of thought, a lot of what ifs, but I haven't seen any reports from any credible sources, or not sources, from any credible people in the media. Haven't seen any of that. I don't know that. Again, you know, this is speculation. I don't know that Brees is thinking, I want to make sure that the franchise is in good hands, because he's not going to play just to play because he wants to make sure that they have a franchise quarterback in place. That's not why that's not what's going to motivate him to play. What's going to motivate him to play is the chase, the pursuit for a championship, first and foremost. That's what's going to be on his mind. And the camaraderie with his teammates, along with getting compensated along the way. That's, to me, the reason why he won't retire. He's too doggone competitive. He knows if he steps away from a team with a championship roster and he's sitting on his couch or he's doing TV in 6 months or 6 weeks into the season, it's going to eat at him a little bit. I don't think he's ready to give it up. He's so competitive still. When he loses a little bit of that competitive juice, then maybe. But I don't see that he's lost it this year. I want to get to a text here at 870-870. He's washed up, needs to go. I don't know if you guys are just, some of you, really believe that, or if you're trying to get me fired up, if you're trying to get me energized, exercised, whatever you want to use. But if you are, if that's your intent, to get me worked up, fine, I'll get worked up about it. It's you're obsessed with the new girlfriend. That's what this is about. Some people are obsessed with his age. He's 41. We're aging people. Never mind his age. If he was 31, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Is he playing like he's 31? Not quite, but he's still pretty doggone good. Can he carry a team for an entire season? Probably not. Can he do it in spurts? Yes, still. A game, handful of games here or there? Yes. It can't solely be on him without the support of a running game and a strong defense. But you're caught up with what's new and shiny if you believe that Breeze should retire. You put no credence in the idea of, man, I got a really good woman by my side for the last 20 years. Let me just get rid of her. Doesn't work that way. Shouldn't work that way. If you got a good one, you hold on to him as long as you can. Same thing with Breeze. He's not just good. He's still great. And look, this is not Bobby Hebert saying, this is me. So we know Bobby is enthralled with Drew. But this is just me being honest with you. He's not reached the point where he needs to retire. Stop with that nonsense. Because that's what it is. It's nonsense. You're obsessed with the shiny new object. That's it. Ooh, what's that? What's that? Ooh. You know what's spurring this conversation? The success of Pat Mahomes. The success of Lamar Jackson. The younger quarterbacks. That's what this is about. Some of those fans that think that Drew needs to retire is because they see that young cat in Baltimore, that young cat in Kansas City doing well. And I've got to get younger. I don't get it. Hank in Mandeville, what's going on, Hank? You're on WWL.
How you doing, my man? Hey, let me tell these idiots one thing about Drew Brees. We get anybody that takes his place and throws 27 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, they'll be MVP, believe me.
So what if he's not? What if they're in the Super Bowl and he has those numbers? That's what matters.
We bring in anybody that plays the season Drew Brees played last year, 27 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. They'll be in a Pro Bowl and they'll be a MVP. I mean, like you said, all these other teams have these running quarterbacks. Man, those people are one play from not having a quarterback. That running quarterback's a good idea when they're healthy, but when they hurt, it becomes a problem.
This texter is putting way too much stock in the deep ball. You can still win. Look, that's exactly what I'm talking about right here. Hank, I got a text saying they didn't have a deep threat, and every team that went deep in the playoffs had a deep threat. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo overthrew a deep threat in the critical moment of the game. Accuracy wins.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, you can go down, you can have a lot of success without throwing the deep ball. Look, the percentages of connecting on deep balls is not very high anyway. It's a low percentage play. They're playing a high percentage passing game.
Oh, let me throw in another stat. 74% completion rate. That's MVP material, you know? So, I mean, who's going to take his place?
Vegas has him as the fifth favorite to win the NFL MVP with Aaron Rodgers. The fifth best odds to win the NFL MVP. Do you think handicappers would put money on, would set a line on that high if they thought Drew Brees was washed up? These are guys that provide a living for their families betting on stuff like this and taking your money. Because there are suckers out there that would not take that bet or place a bad bet that they think is silly, that an odds maker created for the express purpose of taking your money. They wouldn't set it that high if they thought he was washed up. They're in the business to make money. not to give money away. Jonah in New Orleans East. What's going on, Jonah? You're on WWL.
Hey, can I make you mad?
Go right ahead.
Let me say this. I love Drew Brees. I love what he did for the city. But Drew won't retire until Brady retires. I think he's too much of a competitive person. I think that pride is setting in.
That doesn't make me mad.
He wanted.
We've said that.
Well, okay. Well, the thing is, I think his pride is too big to leave, you know, quarterbacking. And my thing is now the NFL, and I hate to say it, but guess what? In the future, you will see the year and the time of the pocket quarterback will be over. There will be no pocket quarterback,
Jonah,
in the NFL.
Jonah, what do you mean by pocket quarterback? Yeah. What do you mean by pocket quarterback?
Quarterbacks are not staying in the pocket anymore. I mean, you know, like it was when we were young. You know what I'm saying? They're getting out, they're scrambling, they're doing other things.
Jonah, here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
I get you, and it is going towards more of that RPO kind of mobile quarterback, but go look at the Super Bowl. Did Pat Mahomes win the game for the Chiefs, or did he make his big throws scrambling, or did he make most of them from the pocket?
Yeah, because, I mean—
Wait, answer the question. I mean, answer the question, Jonah.
Time,
Jonah,
man.
Jonah, answer the question.
You're right.
Okay,
you're right,
so at the end of the day—
Jonah,
at the end of the day— I didn't cut you off. I'll put you on hold. At the end of the day— You're still going to have to make throws from the pocket. I agree with you that it's going more towards the mobile quarterback, but it'll never change that you're eventually going to have to make plays from inside the pocket. That's never going to change. That's always been.
How though, Chris? How when you got these kids coming out of college faster and faster?
Because defenses are ultimately too good. They're going to be able to prevent the scramble. It's hard for teams to defend.
Hold on, Jonah.
Defenses can eventually defend that. If you're accurate from in the pocket and you can deliver the ball on time, you're eventually going to win. You're going to beat good defenses.
Name me some pocket quarterbacks now. How many pocket quarterbacks do we have left in the league?
I mean, it would take me all day to run through all of them in the league. I'd have to go through each team. I mean, Brees is one. Brady is one. I would say Derek Carr is one. I would say Phillip Rivers is one. I think by and large, Aaron Rodgers is one, because even though he scrambles within the pocket, he's still kind of that quote-unquote pocket quarterback. And if you're trying to tell me and sell me on the argument that it's going towards a pocket game, I mean, a scrambling game, a mobile quarterback's game, so therefore Aaron Rodgers' time in Green Bay should be done too, then I'm not buying it. I would take Aaron Rodgers over most of these quarterbacks in the NFL currently today. I would take Aaron Rodgers over Lamar Jackson right now. I mean, Pat Mahomes, again, go back and look. Sure, can he scramble? But when he had to make throws in the pocket, he made them. That's never going to change. It's always been that way. Now, are you going to augment your offense by having a quarterback that can get outside the pocket? Yes, you are. And do I think teams are going to covet that? They already do. But it's never going to change. They're always going to have to be able to make throws at some point from the pocket. Won't change. Chris, Josh, John, Milo, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. I think he needs to retire, a texter writes at 870-870. Why play? He's not going to win a championship. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of time. We had him since 2006. He's won one championship. He's a great regular season quarterback, but when it comes down to it, Drew can't get it done. Think about what you just said. You acknowledge that he won a championship, but he can't get it done. What? Oh, by the way, can anybody name me a quarterback since 2009, since Drew won a Super Bowl? Can you name me a quarterback, not named Brady or Manning, that's won multiple Super Bowls? Can you? Chris in New Orleans. What's going on, Chris? You're on WWL.
Hey, look, we all love Drew Brees, man. If he wants to play another year, that's great. But a lot of things that Saints fans are worried about is, like, you know, when you see Drew get pinned down in the pocket, like, these teams are starting to have his game plan, you know. They just rush him, and he gets, you know, kind of like a deer in the headlights. They pin him down in the pocket, and he can't really do much. And then Sean Payton doesn't want to, you know, he don't want to pull him out, or he doesn't want to just start running the ball when he should be running the ball. A lot of Saints fans feel like Sean Payton is more worried about keeping his records up than not winning Super Bowls. And the name of the game is winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, Chris, you see what I'm saying? I think that that's I think that that is an ill-advised take. I think that Sean Payton's aware of what this game's about. To think that he would rather have passing records than a Lombardi, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't agree with that.
I mean, it's just frustrating when we see Drew get pinned down the pocket. The other team has his number on how to keep him not throwing the ball. And then Sean Payton doesn't want to switch plans to maybe running the ball or maybe having Taysom in there for a quarter or two, you know?
Well, you're not going to put Taysom in for a quarter or two because, look, you don't game plan for that. It doesn't work that way, Chris. It doesn't work that way. And, oh, by the way, if they're blitzing him, he's one of the best in the league at blitzing. If they beat him, then that's on the offensive line. It's not that they don't have this game plan. And I take exception with the idea that you would say that Drew gets this look of deer in the headlights. Are you watching the same game I'm watching? Because he is deadly against the blitz. Deadly. Now, there are times where the offensive line gets beat and he gets sacked. But I've never really seen Drew to the point to where he's perplexed or befuddled by a defense. At this point in his career, Drew has seen every defense possible. Unless you're playing one that's completely unsound and you decide to roll it out. Well, I'm sure there's a defense he hasn't saw, but I'm sure that defense is probably one where you would put, you know, one guy in the line of scrimmage and 10 guys in the secondary. Sure, he hasn't seen that, but that wouldn't be sound, would it? Chris, I'd invite you to think about it in a different way, man. If you're on hold, sit tight. I'm carrying you over into next hour. Alan, Tom, Philip, John, Milo, Alvin, and Anthony. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.